Roughing the passer, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
So, we've seen, you know, Josh Allen do his thing. We know that Pat Mahomes is still good. Lamar Jackson's been playing like he, you know, really going to earn that contract. He just stay healthy. But Jalen Hurts had a good weekend. Tua Tagovailoa had a great weekend. So I'm just wondering, by the end of this season, we know Brady's retiring at some point. I don't know how old he'll be, but at some point he's retiring.
At the 45
end,
now.
At the end of this, season. Done.
After yeah, this year, because he don't look good, he looks sad out there, you know.
Because just still didn't cross, you know. Yeah, she didn't cross them legs on him. That's why. But, but I mean, by the end of this year, who are we going to be saying going into 2023 is in the top five for quarterbacks? I just want to spitball. Who do you all think is going to be there? Is Kyler Murray going to be there? Is Tua going to be there? Jalen going to be there? Who's going to be in the top five, you think, going into next season?
Oh,
well,
that's easy.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to go first on this one, Ray. I mean, you already started.
You better not say Mr. Trubisky.
No, I'm not going to say that. No. I mean, that rope is shortened up after this, but really it's the offensive coordinator, but we're not going to go there. Anyway, I can say this. As it stands right now, what it looks like. We know Josh Allen, man. I mean, the Buffalo Bills have put up 72 points in the first 2 weeks. So you know Josh Allen is going to be there. I really believe at some point Kyler Murray is starting to emerge as a quarterback. I think he might be up there. As painful as I'm saying this for Q's sake, it appears that Jalen Hurts might be in that top five. You still got to throw an old dog in there, Aaron Rodgers. I think he'll be there. I mean, they're starting out a little slow out the gate, but they did last year as well. I think he'll still be there. But as far as a number five, I got to go with Herbert, because Herbert's starting to really start. You know, they've had a shaky start. But that's the Chargers. They still living in that Schottenheimer curse. Mm-hmm. But I think he's going to put up enough numbers where he'll be top five.
I mean, I think you got to have Josh Allen and Mahomes in there by default. And, Ray, who are you putting in there? Or do you disagree with that? You got some others.
No, I'm going with Mahomes, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and of course, Aaron Rodgers.
I can see that. I think it's hard for Burroughs because he's getting killed. You know, I don't even know if he's going to be able to perform if they don't figure something out.
And keep he won't him be off in his, the top five.
Oh, man, that dude's on his back more than workers in Amsterdam. But
he on his back more than a $5 hole.
They were supposed to approve the offensive line. I mean, but see, he didn't have no training camp and all that because he had surgery. So I think when the chips are down, he's going to be hot. And
I don't think the offensive line at training camp the way they look.
No.
Hey, man.
They got to get it together.
They just go up and get some good defense.
Let me explain something to you. Cincinnati was the hunters last season. Now they are to hunt it. So every game that they play, division or otherwise, is a Super Bowl game because everybody's trying to see how they match up against the AFC champions. They're going to be lucky to make the playoffs.
I think if they get that running game going, it's going to buy Burrows a little more time and he's going to get right. But you can't deny the talent. They have some talented players.
They got on talent. The line.
They're just not playing. They're just not playing together.
It's still early. It's still, you know, it's still September football, but they are still the hunters. They're still being hunted. So the bottom line of it is they got to bring their A game every week because they're the AFC champions. And I mean, when you got the likes of Kansas City, Buffalo, you know, you got to say Raiders because they got Devontae Adams. You know, when you got all these strong AFC teams, plus the ones in your own division that's going to shellack your ass, I mean, you got to bring your A game every week. And I don't think Joe Burrow is ready for that. I mean, I think he's going to get his ass whooped all season.
Man, real quick, though, let me ask you this.
I did pick him to win the division. But at the current rate right now, what I've already seen the first 2 weeks, I know it's still early. Well, he in trouble.
Real quick, let me ask you this. Nobody said Russell Wilson. Y'all think he's done?
Denver. He's not done. No. They have to do, they need to do.
He's not top five?
They need to do more. No, hell no.
No.
They got to do more.
Top five. Who is
they
got to
do more.
Out of the guys that I mean.
I'm just asking.
Who are their wide receivers? Can you name them? I can't.
No,
I know Jerry Judy and Courtland Sutton.
Sutton is a very good wide receiver.
But
you know, I don't think their coach is any good.
He's serviceable.
The Denver Broncos are doing the exact same thing that the Seattle Seahawks did to them. They have no offensive line. And they got rid of the offensive line coach who had been there for a while, who was actually doing good and made a lateral move from Pittsburgh to come out there. So – you know, he doesn't have a job. So the bottom line of it is they got a weak offensive line. You know, he's running for his life. And I don't see Denver really doing anything. He's not done yet, but they got to get a better offensive line. They got to establish a run, too.
And the thing about it is with Russ, I think what hurts him is a lot of guys don't respect Russ.
I know.
They talk nice and without Russ and this and that, but you know, see when you black and you're around a bunch of tough guys, you got to be aggressive. If you're not aggressive, you're gonna be fooled out there. And if guys don't respect you or they think they can look at your wife and say what they want and all that, you know, sometimes you got to stand up and. And, you know, people all on TV saying anything they want, radio saying anything they want about Russ, and he's not addressing it. He ain't coming to see him. And, you know, Future talking crazy, and you working out every day. You catch that man over there, you whoop on his head.
You know, and you got to do him like that fan did Kyler Murray.
You know, that kind of thing. And believe me, that matters. When guys see that, they lose that respect for you. They respect you as a good player. Of course, you're a Hall of Famer and all this and that. But
yeah.
It started with Richard Sherman. Them, they in there talking crazy, saying what they want about him.
They still talk crazy about Russ.
Yeah, yeah. Richard Sherman was up there because he got him a broadcasting job. I don't know how.
I don't either.
Beating on your father-in-law's door like you going crazy. You know, yeah. You can't lift some of this shit down, but apparently you can.
I guess so. But, man, I'm very disappointed none of y'all said Cooper Rush. Anyway.
Hey, I'll tell y'all what.
I'm not Michael Irvin.
That boy that had $2 or $3 million or whatever they paying him, he sure looked better than that $43 million.
You ain't kidding.
He ain't there.